Good morning, Central Oregon. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Wednesday Morning News. I'm Dave Jarvis, here with the news for you, Kim Birchfield.
Good morning. It's great news for the city of Redmond. An anonymous donor came forward with a donation to cover the cost of the 4th of July fireworks display. Less than 24 hours before the fundraising deadline, the donor gave a $6,000 donation to save the day. The announcement came at last night's Redmond City Council meeting. This is the third year that the city has had funding issues for that fireworks display. Oregon's unemployment remains just above 9%. The latest numbers show Oregon's rate fell from 9.5% in April to 9.3% in May. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
State employment economist Nick Balachek says the anemic job growth is making it hard for our unemployment numbers to move.
I think after seeing such strong growth, it was surprisingly strong job growth in February. We saw a monthly increase that was larger than we'd seen since like 1996. So just that huge job growth is kind of hard to follow up. It's a tough act to follow up on in coming months.
The flat job trend from March to May is in contrast with the state's rapid job gain during October through February. 29,000 jobs were added at that time, averaging nearly 6,000 jobs per month. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Today is Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and a new bill this session hopes to prevent elder abuse in Oregon. The House bill passed unanimously in both chambers and creates an Oregon Elder Abuse Work Group. AARP Governmental Affairs spokesperson Rick Bennett says elder abuse can come in the form of physical, verbal, or financial abuse, and sometimes comes from paid caregivers, even unpaid friends and family.
That show that, in fact, more the care is being given by family members than, say, paid employees in facilities. And that means often that the person who is impaired, who needs assistance and so forth from their family members, quite often is being abused by those same family members as well.
He says the bill won't come with a cost to taxpayers because it's a volunteer elder abuse work group. After they complete their report, the group will report back to state lawmakers. And the state's long-term ombudsman says elder abuse is a bigger problem than people realize and calls it a silent problem. One bill passed by the House protects information about domestic violence victims and concealed handgun license holders. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
The bill started out as a way to protect domestic violence victims' records at publicly funded shelters from getting into the hands of people who could do harm. But a bill that removes the public records exemption for concealed handgun license records was stalled. The language stuffed into the domestic violence bill. That didn't sit well with Representative Tina Kotek, who says she's offended by the move.
I hope the politics end with this bill, and that if there's another way to make sure we provide the confidential services and gateway, that we will not forget that before we leave this building.
Still, the bill passed and moves back to the Senate for further consideration. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
If your kids depended on school lunches, you can still get them at area parks this summer. The free summer lunch program is funded in part by a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. Superintendent of Schools Ron Wilkinson says the program really meets a need.
We're in a community where there's far more poverty than sometimes is as evident. And I think whatever is possible in terms of addressing those needs of families is really important. And this community has stepped up on many occasions to try to provide services and support.
Anyone 18 and younger can get the free lunches if they qualify. Times and places of those free lunches are listed in the Penn Lapine School District website. A special team from the Oregon Humane Society is hard at work in Joplin, Missouri. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose has details on that.
On May 22nd, Joplin, Missouri was torn apart by an EF5 tornado. Families were separated, pets lost, but OHS's technical animal rescue team's been working to reunite those people and pets.
We had a total so far of 412 returned pets, which is a huge number.
Roberta Cobb's the team leader and says they have many more to go, and people are grateful they are there to help.
People are seeing our big, bright orange Oregon Humane Society shirts and coming up saying, wow, thanks for coming all this way to help us.
The animals whose owners cannot be found will be adopted out or sent to other shelters around the country for adoption. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at our news for today. If you'd like more information and on these stories and other items, take a look at our website. That's kbnd.com. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning, Central Oregon.